If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Big Brother Specialists are here.
Welcome to Big Brother Specialists, week 2, eviction.
This week on Big Brother, we Specialist. Saw a bunch of shit happen.
Yeah. Holy crap. Are we having fun? Did you have a fun hour? What was in your mind during that of like, love this, can't wait to watch more? Or
during the commercials I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh my gosh. Why? You're min-maxing your TV time? That's crazy.
I mean, I'm having a time. I'm not unhappy watching it. But do I need to watch it live every time? No.
Are you talking about Big Brother or?
Yes.
You don't even have a podcast about Grey's Anatomy. What the hell? Okay. Well, let's say some positive stuff. That was hilarious. Like Angela screaming at the top of her lungs. This is my dream. This is my dream. This is my dream. I don't want to go anywhere. Is crazy of like
was The Price is Right also her dream?
Oh my god. Poor Angela, let her live. Was Deal or No, not Deal or No Deal, Let's Make a Deal her dream? Was Dr. Phil her damn, let her live.
Well, she did live. Lisa died.
She did live. Lisa has to be, I said this in the text to you, I was like, Lisa has to be one of the four people in America that would get voted out over Angela. And I'm wondering.
Tucker, though, Tucker has to have some sort of like massive sway in the house because a lot of people were leaning Angela and then he just kept it on Lisa. It's insane.
I mean, hater approved. Like, classic. Like, I think there was a, as a hater myself, I think he's somebody that I will point out of like, if you do not like somebody in the Big Brother house, do what Tucker did to get them out. But there was an article, which I don't know if you do articles at all, but
I haven't looked for an article, Kevin, but I read it.
Kevin Jacobs was he was on Big Brother Canada 10, so he's somebody I put on the show. He's doing a like article every once in a while for this thing called The Confessional. And I clicked like a thing to like follow them or something. So I don't know if this is like a competitor. I don't care. We don't write articles. But he was like, oh, Tucker needs Lisa in the house because if they get rid of each other, then it's like, who would he go after next? But if Lisa's always in the house and Tucker's always complaining about Lisa, we know that if Tucker wins an HOH, it can't be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if Angela's going to shut up or if she's going to be like, thanks for keeping me. I'm still gonna like tell you what Quinn has.
I mean, yeah, because he has two more weeks to be right. able to use this power too. I wonder if like Angela or someone does win HOH, then he uses it. So it's like his noms, and it won't be as crazy because he can say, hey, I just wanted to protect us from another Angela HOH.
Right.
I wasn't planning on using it. That's why I didn't tell anyone about it. But since, you know, the wrong person became HOH, I decided to take over.
I think what's crazy to me is Angela has been walking around the house and people are just largely ignoring her. And then they all voted to keep her. And like,
well, that's why everyone was so blind. Well, that's why the two nominees were so blindsided on what happened, because they both thought Angela was going.
Like, Angela could potentially, like, Angela's going to try very hard. And there's only going to be a couple people that try very hard. So if your intent was to keep Angela in tonight, how do you not go like, I guess I'll be nice to Angela enough where she, if she does win something, she's not going to nominate me. And like, I don't know if we've seen anybody that would be like, who, if Angela wins, is she going to jump up and down with in the storage room? Is she literally on her own right now?
She talked. When they were in that huddle, she was talking to Leah and T-Core after Tucker was announced that he won the AI competition. She was like, please keep me, please keep me, to Leah and T-Core.
I do think, to get this out of the way, like, Angela yelled the loudest I've ever heard somebody yell during this is my vote off speech, for sure. Of like, that is the highest level decibel we've ever seen. So I was like, okay, Angela can go. This is insane. But then Lisa's speech has to be one of the worst I've ever heard too. Of like, let's set a tone that good people do good things and stick around, not only for just our house, but for everyone watching. And I was like, girl, what show are you on in your brain? Like, we're not looking for good people to get further here. We're looking for despicable me's and despicable you's. And like, I don't know. It was very interesting. The other thing that I thought was weird of like Kenny on the internet, everyone was saying Kenny's quitting. It's going to get canceled. And you're just like, there's a lot of like people just messing around on the internet. I don't think that was true at all, but apparently Kenny got in a big fight last night. Where it was, he, and maybe this will be shown on Sunday's episode if he wins or loses HOH, but like he was mad because everybody that was finally getting food privileges back because they flip over at 11:59 to 12:00 to 12:01, all the have-nots were the girls that were having fun all week of like having a slumber party in there were like, let's get some food, and they were being loud at 12:01 or 12:01. And Kenny was pulling a cop of like, let's get this noise complaint, like stop being so loud. Everyone's like, what the hell? Like, it would be insane to be in a once in a lifetime chance of being on a reality show and there's someone policing your bedtime. Would be a straight up like, I don't care if you're my like if you were saying, hey Blake, we have a huge HOH competition tomorrow, we should get some sleep. I'd be like, you're right. And then I would still stay up for 2 hours later. And that would be like, I don't know if I can trust Blake. He's not really taking this seriously. But like, Kenny's not friends with those people. Kenny's not allies with those people. And he's like, hey, can we be quieter? Also, I literally need to watch some of these clips before I pretend like I'm literally like, sometimes I'm like, I think that's what happened. But I was really busy at work today, so I didn't get to watch or whatever. But because Phil's here. Phil's in LA, so he's downstairs right now, just having a blast, not watching Big Brother. Thanks a lot, Phil. But that's in my head for today of like, there was somebody being like, oh, the eviction's going to be canceled because Kenny's going to quit immediately. And like 15 comments of like, thank God. And you're like, how are you guys so gullible? Am I so gullible?
I would
gullible?
Be devastated.
Yeah, no! And like, I think the funniest thing I saw was like oh, in this house this year, there's like 8 people that have to go, and then we can actually start talking strategy. like there's people like, we need Kenny to go, or there's no point really. We need Angela to go. There's no point really. Lisa is finally okay. We know we're not going to trust her. And like, it is kind of like, can you play the actual game when there's a whole month of like, I don't trust these people and there's no way they're going to be on my team. And like, if you are thinking like, Mackenzie's probably going to beat me in 2 months, can you like, oh my God.
Oh, I didn't actually post that. That's my fiance.
Yeah, right. It says your name and your hands are down here.
Oh my goodness.
Sheesh. Now we know what you're really thinking.
And she didn't even watch the last 2 episodes.
I'm surprised it didn't say it. When is Blake going to stop talking? But like, I wonder if you think Mackenzie's going to beat you in 2 months, can you vote her out today? Or is it kind of like, I have to like vote out the house targets and like, cause I don't want to have to rely on Angela. I don't want to have to rely on Kenny because they could immediately just be like, oh, I'm going to go home. Cause I'm even more homesick now.
Yeah. Well, if we go bebopping back to Wednesday, Angela notices that she went crazy.
Yes. But
I feel like it doesn't do anything about it. She just keeps going crazier. Yeah, yeah. We've got a whole list of
things
to talk about.
So, officially, Angela is not racist. And that was a, like, okay, how are they going to show this or not? She does say what she said to Quinn. Quinn, I think it's kind of weird, Quinn, of, like, why are you thinking your ally, someone you trust, maybe he doesn't, is like saying something that negative or that like where I need to tell everyone else? Like, I think the writing on the wall is there for Angela of like, this is not somebody who really values me, or like, they didn't even clarify what I was saying. Like, it's weird because usually that happens when we don't have a phone, like, oh, you didn't text me back or whatever, but like, literally just walk over there and ask her what she means. Like, how did that not happen?
I think it's one of those things where like everyone is afraid of a bigger group. So like Survivor, it's the All Women's Alliance. Right. If there are a group of women over there and like, you know, Quinn went up to Angela and is just like, whoa, that's the group. Well, like, what are they going to.
And I think that's all fair in love and war of like, whoever you're pointing at, if you see 4 people having a blast, like doing anything in one of these scenarios of a reality show, that would be like, look at those 4 people having fun without us. They could get used to that. And then we're gone. And like, or these 4 people put the shelter up tremendously well together and didn't bicker at all. And I went and grabbed coconuts and I couldn't really find that many. It's going to be like, that's clearly a bonding experience where you're like, yeah, God, I need to find more coconuts, or I got to force my way into the next shelter building thing in 2 weeks. But like, I thought it was so sad for my judgment of character for Quinn is, I think the main part that we need to take from that episode is he was so excited to say gotcha afterwards and have like a confessional where he was like, oh, you're, I can't trust Angela. Yeah, like, she's done. And you're like, I have in the past been like, I don't really like when people use some outside of the game stuff to get a further ahead. Mm-hmm. And I think it is kind of a consensus of like, that was pretty scummy. And maybe Quinn is not like, I don't know, how many super fans have you cheered for in your Big Brother career? Is he, it's not a sleazebag. I don't want to say that. That's kind of rude.
I mean, but this like, whole episode,
it's sleazy.
This whole episode didn't really do Quinn a lot of justice because he was talking about how he has all of these alliances too. He has like the Andersons, which was the have not boys. Then there's the Visionaries, which is Quinn's actual like number ones, which is Chemo and T-Core. He has the Pentagon Alliance, so he's worried that it could all catch up to him. And now he also adds this drama to his resume as well. So it's just like all around, Quinn is not doing too hot right now.
I think he needs to win HOH tonight. I think he could right his ship or like establish like this is what I actually care about. Pretty publicly say like I'm going to get rid of Angela if all of you guys let me. And then if she goes, this is his power, you go, great. And I'm going to use that power next week. So I have 2 weeks of HOH. Whether I think he said he truly likes the Visionaries. Who truly likes the Pentagon? I think if he gets two people out that aren't in the Pentagon or the Visionaries over the next 2 weeks, he'll be set for like at least eighth place or something. Because everyone
because like, the Visionaries cool and the Pentagon don't overlap either.
At all, yeah.
Yeah, the only overlap is Quinn.
So that'd be seven people. Currently there's 14 left. So there's still seven people he could go after and not be... Mm-hmm. But like the other thing is like, oh, I have a veto anyway. Like I don't even know if America, like who would America put up right now?
Angela, of, like, or are they in love with the drama?
That's what I'm wondering is like, how does this come off of like, if you're a 50-year-old mom, your mom's not 50 anymore, probably. My mom's not 15. But if 15 years ago, my mom had gotten to the Big Brother house and jumped up and down and like, keep me, keep me, keep me. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. Please get rid of my mom. is Angela's kids even rooting for her? Or is it like, please just get off the screen? But like, what's funny is Angela is entertaining. But it's trending towards the funny cringe layer of it.
Mm.
And like, I don't want it to go cringe sad.
Yeah.
Like whenever like, somebody walked by her and she's eating the avocado and she just starts crying immediately was like somewhat hilarious and somewhat like, oh no. But like, I truly don't know like who is even talking to her in her day to day, because those four people today, she's like ear pressed up against the thing. She can hear Joseph because he has the deepest voice. Four of the weirdest people ever, none of them are aligned, of Lisa, Tucker, Rubina, and Joseph,
yeah,
are all talking and like not aligned, not saying anything important, but all four of them walk out and none of them talk to her without like, this is a negative thing. The only thing that's said is negative. Three of them like walk by without nothing, where it's like nobody feels the need to go, oh hey Angela, or oh, did you hear something good? Or like, it was like, you can stare at us and look at us as bad as you want, but it's not going to change any. I was like, oh my
God. And then she goes and copies Lisa's walk.
That was amazing. You twit? Okay, what was the laundry bags?
That was what I was going to ask you, Mr. Production Man. Okay. What was with the laundry? Because obviously we see them do laundry in the house, like they do their own laundry. So why are they getting clothes or asking for clothes?
I think that could be like their second wave of like they didn't get their full suitcase to start off, or in my mind it could be like, have they done a competition where everyone got super dirty? I don't think that happened.
I mean, they had the spelling bee, but were they in costume? Like, don't they? Oh. I think like the wall is the one of the only comps that you like get super dirty without a.
Right. And that would only be one outfit, so that's not really making sense. And somebody else got a second bag, and they were like, "Really, two bags?" So that I think that is like part of their initial clothing that maybe like they had to make sure like it wasn't branded, or we took all the Nike checks out or something. Like,
yeah, maybe
that's the only thing I can think of that makes sense there, but like. Hey, can someone bring my bag of laundry next to me while I'm in the shower? Is a crazy.
I thought Angela was just gonna dump it in the shower or something. That would have been like,
and like, I think it's funny because we're talking about Angela is annoying, and like, we're like, but be more annoying. Like, let's do this. Throw that laundry over there.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. What's funny though is Angela calls her twit. And I looked up the thing. I don't think we're going to get bleeped for this. I don't think it's not going to go community strike, because twit is a British word.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of just like, I think you're kind of dumb. I think you're kind of silly. Nobody should listen to your opinion. And I think if you say it all like that, the person who came off the weirdest this to me, I just don't know what I want right now in a reality contestant. I kind of do, but like chemo, I kind of like. And then he goes like, isn't there a better way to express your, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, how dare you? Let people call people twits. And like, and Lisa's robotically being like, is anybody going to like,
well,
like shut her up?
She gets called a twit, says, I really don't, like, please stop. And then Angela keeps calling her a twit. She goes into the storage room and it's just like, there's laundry. And then like squats in like the little corner until Mackenzie like brings her out.
And I think this is where you have the conversation of like, all's fair in love and war and Big Brother, of like, this is, I am beating down my opponent that I'm on the block with. I'm showing that she's not mentally tough. She can't even handle like, do you want to go to the end with Lisa? And you have a vital HOH at final seven where she has to win. And somebody goes, jump off, you twit. And she goes, what? And like, I think that's something where
it's Big Brother.
Like, are you allowed to bully? There's been years where people are like, I don't like the bullying here. And like, it's something where you're like, and she did that self-affirmation. Thank you for the heads up. Let's highlight that one because people are gonna want to know that. Ooh, crazy profile picture though. it's something where it was like let's figure out what we're saying. Her words of affirmation, she's very vibey, she's whatever. Is that because she truly believes that, or is it because she's mentally a bum and like she needs all that extra stuff because she's truly not those things? And I think we saw behind the curtain there of like, Lisa is not scary at all. And like, all it's right, so America weird to me. Angela. It's so weird to me too, of like Angela, or not Angela, Lisa is so delusional. She thought she was staying tonight. Like, she could not completely be like a threat in the game. But I think at this juncture of Big Brother, you want to vote out the person who's most likely, if they stay in the game, to win later. And Lisa versus Angela is like a 15th place person versus like a 12th place person. Like, neither of those people are making the merge. And by merge, we call it jury.
The jury? They're all merged.
Oh my God. Imagine if there was teams on Big Brother. That would never happen.
Let's flash back to one of the podcasts where we're like, what are our favorite Big Brother seasons? Hey, the one with teams?
Yeah. I wonder if teams would have worked out on this season or not. Not that that's important at all.
Team Angela.
I hope Kenny goes home. I hope Angela gets a little bit of footing. I hope Quinn has something bad happen. Like, Quinn should almost get nominated this week and see who his true friends are. I think he needs to be humbled a little bit. Because Quinn is the type of super fan where we got a glimpse of it last week when he was like, Julie, you look absolutely ravishing. And then he goes, beat you too, Zach. And Zach Wurtenberger is Wurtenberger, Corey and America last year. Corey Wurtenberger's brother. So it's like, he's doing memes and jokes while he's in the house instead of having his own layer of his experience. He wants to experience every single person that's been there before him. I think if anybody has a birthday, I think he would truly say, does anybody want cake? And you're like, what would you do in a normal birthday thing? I get that there's a thought process of like, that's the fun thing to say in Big Brother, of like, you remember Big Brother 10? When Keisha's birthday, it's like, yeah, we do remember it. Like, do you get more bonus points? You get extra dollars on your stipend if you mention these things. Like, I'm kind of being an ass right now to Quinn, but it's like, I want Quinn to make his own way in the house instead of being like, what's the funniest, best Big Brother thing I can bring up? Reference. There we go. What's the funniest Big Brother reference I can make right now? And people will go, God, he really is a super fan. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
a man of culture.
Being Haley is not like a big with like, Julie, you look ravishing. Like being Haley is not something to like, I don't know. It's not anything great. She was part of Fauté.
Yes.
And liked Fessy. So
that's two. He's doing the best Hey Julie's ever is his shtick whenever it's Hey Julie time.
I don't know.
I think
he was very aggressive today. I forgot what he said, but he was very aggressive with it.
There was multiple people that were like, Julie, screw this. I don't want to vote out Lisa, but I guess I'm going to. And I'm like, if three of y'all say that, where's the like, I think this is part of the negative of the AI arena is like, we don't know who's going to be on the block until 15 seconds before. And Julie's like, if you guys don't go in a room and strategize, I'm literally going to come in there and start button heads or whatever. But like, nobody wants to do that. Like, it is kind of like, oh, we know who I'm probably going to vote for. But like,
Parker lost that to Lisa so bad.
You want Lisa to stick around? Oh, you just want Angela to go.
I just want Angela.
You're a grade A Angela hater. And she's going to make TV. I think what's frustrating about in the Angela dumb is like, she's going to make TV. And like, I'm wondering how much of screaming at the top of the lungs is like her true experience of like, I feel like my back's against the wall. I'm going to scream as loud as possible. Or is it, my back's against the wall. This is probably my last time on TV for this until I come back for a finale. I'm going to scream as loud as possible and be rememberable. Yeah. And I think that's a kind of like, hey, can you just not think about that? But that's where my head goes when someone's trying. I can show you good TV. It's screaming at the top of my lungs and jumping up and down. The other person who I think is kind of good TV, but is also doing some of that is Tucker. Of like, why is our hair weird? And it's like, why not? Okay, why is he British? Why not? And you're like, why are you British right now?
Like, his hair is also the power move or something like that when he came in for his voting confessional. Wait,
is he making fun of Lisa's hair? Didn't Lisa do her hair like that once?
I don't know.
Lisa does her hair like that. I think I just figured it out. Lisa, Big Brother... 26 braids. Let's see. Everyone's like literally waiting for me to do this. Did Lisa do her hair like this once? Maybe not, but like,
yeah, I wouldn't be a theory.
I wouldn't be surprised if on Sunday he's like, did you like my hair? I did it like that because Lisa had a dumb look on her face like that. And be like, oh my gosh. Lisa is how old?
I don't know.
We lost somebody old. We're having an older trending season. Lisa didn't say anything, too, which is kind of crazy. Of like, she got voted out. Lisa's 33, so younger than me.
old?
Old? Let's say what we're actually...
Brave, apparently.
Let's say what we're actually trying to say here, Blake. She did not say anything when she got voted out. She
was trying to, though. Like, Angela was the one who was wanting to blow up everything if she got voted out.
But, like, I think that was crazy. Of like, who is the last person who literally, like... And then somebody called me. Did she say anything cool in her interview or no?
It sounded like a Miss America, like, pageant question. Like, I want world peace because the peace should be in the world. Like, that's what it sounded like.
We gotta not invite people like that on the show. Like, I think did Lisa going today, I think is kind of perfect for her journey of like, this is a weird person that's getting on the show and she's gonna do a bunch of weird things. And let's see if this wacky strategy can take her all the way in this house. And it's like, no, it will literally get her 13 days and everyone will get her out of somebody they can't stand, because it's like putting glitter in my food is a boundary that should be respected or whatever.
Hmm. I'm surprised we didn't like sprinkle the house on the way out. Or
oh my god.
Yes.
No, you say something else.
I was gonna go for the veto because we haven't talked about.
Oh my god, the veto!
That was like I think one of the only things left about Wednesday's episode that we haven't discussed.
What a fun puzzle! And then the AI competition was a puzzle. What a fun diversity of competitions.
Brooklyn and Joseph get picked to compete in this veto. Quinn hosts it, and they essentially have to stack ones and zeros, aka squares and rings, to hit a laser.
Oh, you hit that laser. The laser thing I didn't hear whenever we were saying it, so they're like, I hope it hits the laser. I was like, what? So that, like, there's clearly only really one way to do it correctly to hit the laser. Like, you had to do it exactly like he did it. And they showed us all about that. I think what's cool about this, I'm checking as I do this. I'm clicking Joseph's page. So they were both in the POV. Both the first one and the second one. And, like, you're all, it's literally only the HOH, the nominees, and two other people. So each time it's been Joseph in Brooklyn, which is crazy for picking out and like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa got to choose Brooklyn, so.
Okay, well, look at me go.
Tucker wanted Lisa to lose like a kid wants snow on Christmas. That was his line.
Which I think is, I believe it enough where I don't think he's like trying to be like, I want to get on TV with this. Like, he's like, yeah, I literally hate her.
Yeah, I know.
I want to get her out of here. Not
King Kenny wins the veto.
Oh my god!
Spot in the house this week, so he doesn't quit, despite what the internet thinks that he'll do.
What's interesting about the Kenny veto is, I hope that veto lasted 5 minutes and he just crushed everyone and they had to like actually like spread it out the wrong way, because there were some people that couldn't get past the first layer, and I feel like you could look around and see what Kenny's doing.
Right.
And like, why is nobody doing that? And like some people are literally sitting like toddlers with their legs around the puzzle. And like, what about this? And like, clearly it's a stacking thing, and they're like putting plates,
the rings inside the ring,
and you're just like, are you stupid? Like, I don't know. Like, Angela literally looks like, you can't be that bad at this competition. Like I think I've only really thought that on the challenge, because every time on the challenge they like do a math puzzle, it is probably seventh or eighth grade level tops, and there will people be like, it just,
and it's challenge math, which means you just read it left to right, you don't even have to think about PEMDAS.
Oh my god, I don't even want to, like, that's insane obviously too, because if you do it correctly, you're wrong or whatever. But I just remember Corey and that other person, I don't know how well you know it, but like, just I don't get it. And it's just like, it's got to be a number that's under three digits or whatever, because there's only, and it was
talking about Corey and Nicole for Invasion of the Champs, counting the triangles.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life or whatever. And like it was like, oh, now there's a new clubhouse leader of like, Angela's just putting the circles around other things. It's like, how tall do you think this laser is? Like,
yeah,
this'll work.
So when Angela wants to talk to Quinn about, you know, the goings on in the house, she wants to talk to Quinn, but before she leaves with Quinn, she says, Lisa, wipe that stupid smirk off your face. She's like continually like bashing Lisa throughout these two episodes.
Which, like, how does Lisa not know this? Or
it
like
just felt so unwarranted. Like, there, it was
like,
just
Tucker hates you, Angela hates you, and you're like, I don't know how I went home almost unanimously. Like, what the hell? and you're just like, I don't know. I would hate to be like, Lisa is going to need some therapy after this, and I hope the people who love her dearly and get her vegan cookies or whatever she likes. But it is something where, like, there's a lot of people who are just delusional on this season, and you're like, I still don't really know who the power players are, to be honest, because nobody has to step up, because it's literally like, as long as you don't stub your toe on every piece of furniture, you're probably gonna make jury here.
Lisa and Angela had a fight last week. Lisa said, I don't want to associate with you in or out of the house. It's bad for my brand.
Anytime I hear that, like, goodbye. Goodbye. Anybody who's like, oh, I want to go in here and then like do the podcast circuit or sell vegan cookies on my Instagram, it's like, please don't come on Big Brother. I promise you. I do think if you look back on our pre-release stuff, Lisa said some weird shit in her bio. And like, I think the shit was too weird. And it was like, this person will go home early. There's no shot they get further. And like, I think whether you're building a cast because you work in this or you're building a show and you want to build a dynamic thing, is it interesting to have 16 people with 16 different possibilities of winning? Or is it better to build a top heavy of like, we only really have four people cast on the season that could win the whole thing, and everyone else is just bad at the game or bad at strategy or isn't informed or whatever. And like, I think we need somebody who's entertaining that has a shot to win. And I thought that would be Tucker, but Tucker's playing so dangerous of like, let me flex my muscles as I come back from the AI arena. But like, winning AI arena, I think, is like, the house cheers for you and you get a bunch of like momentum and people are like, I feel that's like a fun memory matter. We all have.
It's just, right. It doesn't matter like a veto. Like,
because you
got everyone put into was it. Like stressed about Lisa winning a veto and that she could win all these comps, but Tucker winning AI arena isn't gonna feel that way, especially because like they wanted him to win to set
he's a mercenary to get her out of there. I think this is where the stifling of gameplay goes of like, who is your like. They kind of got lucky that Matt went home in week one. Like, I feel like everybody can kind of see that now of like, if Mackenzie is not in getting into bigger things, she probably should have used the veto on him week one. If she hasn't like now actually do have a bigger alliance or whatever, I think she's probably close enough with the girls after a week of sleeping in the have-nots together. But we haven't had anything on the actual show besides the Pentagon. And like, that has to be, I guess, either the main alliance that production thinks is going to be important enough, or it's the alliance of the HOH currently. So yeah. I am kind of excited for maybe a, let's get a Mackenzie HOH. Let's get somebody else. A Leah HOH would be amazing. That's actually who I'm going to root for, of like, is Leah just going to put up Kenny and say like, I'll get rid of the house target, or does Leah need to like split up a group to try and get some better stuff? Does Leah need to pitch herself as like, hey, Mackenzie and I would like to team up with you. If you say no to this, I'm going to nominate you immediately or whatever. Right. And like, now we can have some actual fluidity or whatever. And like, it'll just be Kenny and Angela sit in the corner and like do loud stuff or whatever, or say like laments like I should go home and see how my cats are doing. I think what's crazy is like Cedric feels like somebody who's gonna be around to like he's actually like he's gonna get like final five without trying.
What do you think about when Tucker was pressing Mackenzie about her having a power, and then Mackenzie like dancing around it saying like, well, yeah, I do have a power, but only my close people know. But don't worry about it. Nobody in the house. It basically just saves me. Nobody in the house has to deal with it.
I don't know if this was on Twitter or on the actual show, but he basically guesses exactly what her shit is. Of like, it's a very defensive. She says she can use it on somebody after 4 weeks, but I think it expires after 4 weeks. And like, what I think is frustrating for probably even production is like these powers have to get used. And like, I think both of the people using them are defensive, passive players. Like there's been no aggression from McKenzie, mm-hmm. and Quinn is like, he can't be aggressive because he's the one who set up all the blocks. Like he needs somebody else to knock them over and then go after them. Mm-hmm. But like, they need these powers to be used, or we just wasted a month of our life talking about these powers over and over again, which is the funniest thing about Big Brother all the time, is like the twist never really mattered, or this isn't exactly what I thought it was. But like, I need McKenzie to get nominated in the next 2 weeks and use that power, A, so they can get a glimpse of like, America hates this person and put them up, and like,
yeah,
that'll be hilarious fallout. Or like, oh, I didn't expect that. Like, I think what sucks is they can't really do too much strategy, because if they all come to a consensus of we're going to get out Joseph, and then Joseph wins the AI arena on Thursday night, like the Lisa blindside and how cool it was if she was so blindsided gets messed up if Lisa is a better at a puzzle by 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's a thing where like, I think maybe it's a good thought of like, that's actually gonna be so chaotic for it, and everybody's gonna be scrambling. But it's like exactly the opposite of like, we gotta walk into a Thursday night with three contingency plans, and everyone's like, oh, okay, like have either of these things been mm-hmm. explosive or changed because of the
right.
the AI winner? And mm-hmm. Chemo was the clear pawn, the other person was going to go, like it would have been more explosive. Like, yes, the house was like, let's go Chemo, and like if Chemo would have gotten the same three votes probably that Kenny got if it was Chemo and Matt or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess we need to root for the Matts and Lisas to win AI arena. Like, I think that's where it gets cool. But either of those times, it literally just would have been like, let's vote out Kenny and let's vote out Angela. And right. like, that's not near as cool as I wish there were highly side, like, oh, there's big sides already. And let's put up three from one side where they are the best. And like,
mm-hmm.
it's a death race at the AI thing, because yeah. they all need to win, would be sick.
So before Lisa gets evicted, Tucker and Lisa feel like they have this like just pissy match with each other of, I know how to read people the best. And it almost felt like the tension was so high that they were going to kiss.
Yes.
They were just like going at each other like, I'm CIA trained. And she's like, whoa, I don't care. And then that's just
so hot, Tucker. Do Tucker and Lisa date when they get out of the house?
100%, gotta do it. But
I wonder which coast they stay on.
He's also involved with other shenanigans, with Angela telling Tucker that she thinks Quinn has the power, and if she's like basically threatens Quinn if she's evicted, that she'll expose things. And she's kind of just like leaving hints with Tucker of like, it's gonna be explosive if I leave, so don't vote me out.
Which is crazy, because those three people walked out as she was talking to Tucker. And once again, like, Angela and people around her are just not saying a word. And like, they're not even trying to pretend to like, wow, is the grass growing? I know this is AstroTurf, but it feels like it's bigger than yesterday. Like, there's no even thought of that. She's like, literally, like, still continuing, like, the stress is getting to me and it shouldn't, or I'll blow up, is like, mm-hmm. is what she's saying. Like, it's such a bad cloud cover for like Quinn immediately knows, because he's such a super fan and has seen every season where he's like, I know.
Yeah, how the fights
are. But I don't know. Who are you rooting for to win the whole season at this point?
Well, the non-existent Rubina still, I'm here for her, but like, we didn't see her at all this week. The only time I heard her talk was like cheering in the veto and for her vote to evict.
That is sad. I need more Rubina. I don't think she's like, oh, she's not fun to talk to. I think there's one other thing that was
going on with her right now.
There's what going on with her?
There's not anything going on with her. She's just kind of like a background character right now because the focus is on Tucker and Lisa's issues. Angela's always going to be a focal point. Quinn has been like in the mix of this, and Chelsea is the HOH currently. So like it was a lot of just like that side of things where the people like we barely heard from Chemo. We barely heard from Rubina, Kenny, like certain people we hadn't heard from because they're not in the thick of it.
And like on Twitter, I did watch this, so I can say this. Rubina and T-Core had a really interesting conversation because they were like, we love each other. They are very close. We haven't really seen that on the show yet, but they said to each other, I'm exhausted right now because in this house, everyone is just talking to talk. Nobody is actually sharing anything about them. Sometimes I'm listening to the fourth story when people ask me anything, they do not listen to what I'm saying. And somebody said that, and the other person goes, oh my God, me too. I thought I was the only one. Rubina is like crying a little bit and being like, I have something good to say. I'm a great person who's intelligent, who has stuff to say. And T-Core's like, I know you are. And like they were just expressing that there's a lot of people in this house that they are driving them, not bonkers, not crazy. That's not words they use at all, but it's like, it's not offensive. It's more of like, I'm just disappointed that I don't really feel heard in this house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if that conversation was going to get on, because I think that's a very interesting, like,
yeah.
Oh, this is still a social experiment. Like, I need to fit in with these people, but these are some of the most fake-ass bitches I've ever been around, right, and I exactly. am a real bit like, and like I think they were kind of saying like Leah tells the same stories. I shouldn't say these exactly, I don't remember exactly who it was, but it was like some people are saying the same four stories or some people are just talking to talk, which I'm like, damn, that's literally who I would be. I'd be, all I do is talk to talk on this podcast, like what the hell. But it's something where I think that would have been an interesting layer of that did happen for Rubina and could explain, like, I feel ostracized or I feel a little bit left out in this house because it feels like I'm a side character for some of these people who won't get their head out of their ass and actually listen to what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a really great conversation that I wish I knew happened because it just does feel like, oh, you know, they are with these people 24/7 and you can't get away from people. Like, I am an only child, so I'm used to being able to be with people and then have my space.
Oh, see? Only child? Me too.
So, like, it would be a lot to be around people 24/7 and, you know, have to deal with a game and all of that. So they should show more moments like this. Like, these are the moments I want to see.
Right. And I feel like that would be a, here's two women saying this. Here is a, maybe you didn't think about this. I don't think we've seen a conversation like this 10 times in the history of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I do think it's a, oh, I didn't think about how that would play in the, like, that would drive me crazy in the Big Brother house,
mm-hmm.
even though I wouldn't tell anybody about this because I'm still trying to win, but that would gnaw at me deep inside of me or whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing that would gnaw deep inside of me, I hopefully they couldn't see it, was the fringe on the bottom of Julie Chen's pants today.
And her blazer, too.
No, it was at the bottom of the blazer. The pants didn't fit. I think we'll start doing a rate her outfit from 1 to 10. I don't think you got to go very far this time. It's probably a 2.
Yeah.
The colors were a little off as well. I hopefully they didn't have to see her, but they did say she looked ravishing, which, like,
they,
you have,
will.
To, like, I am waiting for some person to go,
Julie, that ain't it.
Julie, this color combo is ass. I vote to evict McCann. That's
Julie,
literally what I'm...
Fire wardrobe.
Julie, this wardrobe has got to go. Like, H-O got to go. It's something where you're like, I think that's what I want from my reality shows now that we're 26 seasons in of, like, don't try to do what people had done before you. I know Angela's jumping up and down, but, like, oh, the one per... Like, I know somebody... I'm not saying insult the host, but, like...
But on their questionnaire to, like... to be on Big Brother or whatever was like, how much do you love Julie Chen? So of course they're not gonna be like, Julie, that outfit a little rough tonight.
Yeah, why? But like, icon immediately, like, maybe production tries to mess with you, or maybe Julie looks at you weird and you go, I don't know, I sent you that clip of Marcellus or whatever. Yeah. what he thought Julie. About and like, I think one thing that I think is super fun about reality TV and especially Big Brother is like everyone you have a bad feeling about turns about to be a good guy. And everyone that you were like, they're such a good guy. Like there's somebody in the Big Brother house that by the end of the season, we will hate more than Angela. And we will be like, I can't believe that happened. But like, that's just how Big Brother works. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't wait to see it. Like it's fun to see that of like, is Tucker going to be like, oh, Lisa's gone. Everything's hunky dory now. Or is he literally going to go, who's my next person?
Yeah.
I'm going to approach this like the CIA would. And I'm going to get all of you out one by one.
Yeah. So we have
next on
we haven't actually talked about the BS that was the AI arena.
Oh, that's puzzle. Fine. Who cares about that? That shit was
it ass. Was terrible. It was so bad. Like, I don't even think you could call it a puzzle. I think a 4-year-old has the same puzzle at home where you put this round peg into the round hole. Like,
but it was like, do this first to match up the colors. My favorite part was Angela started without doing it first. I was like,
yeah, completely. Like, was just like, I'll grab a piece.
How did Angela win the first? Like that, it's insane to me. The shuffleboard thing that's like requires precision and like you can't do it too hard. Nails it, and then everything else. She's like, if I put the plate inside the plate, that'll get. I'm looking for vertical height. How about some horizontal here? And you're just like...
Anything else you have to say on this week, Blake?
Big Brother. I think the weeks that I like week one. I like everything from like final nine to final six. And I kind of like big blow up HOHs. So I'm hoping for an explosive HOH week where somebody draws the line, mm-hmm. which sucks because we have two people over 50 that are clogging it up. Is Kenny over 50? I'm being rude right now. 40 something. So it just sucks because you can't really draw the line whenever Kenny and Angela are there. So I just was excited Lisa went home, but I'm wondering what could unstifle this gameplay or like, fuck it, let's have Angela win again. I don't care. Let's do it.
Well,
let's light this body up.
If Angela wins, Quinn's using his powers.
Oh
so.
My god. I do think the deep fake HOH will probably be this week. I hope it looks awful. Because that would be hilarious. Of like it's Angela's face, but her mouth isn't moving the right way or something. It'd be so funny.
I vote to evict Quinn.
Yeah, so that's Big Brother.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of people that like there's 16 people on the show, but we're really only seeing about 5 right now.
And we haven't heard from the other house guest. Ainsley.
Oh my god.
Okay, Blake is ending the stream. Okay. We'll see you on Monday around 3-ish Eastern.
3-ish.